Paul Tonko, I don't get it about the you're a transportation expert. I don't get it about the gas prices. You know, gas prices are low right now, but a barrel of oil is much lower than the ratio with gas, what we're paying at the pump. Is the fix in?
Well, you know, I think that sadly we respond to these energy dynamics with prices at the pump and we get distracted by it. And obviously, you know, there's a benefit to that lower price. But, you know, all of this, all of the roller coaster ride that we've witnessed over the last couple of decades, I might say going back to the days of President Jimmy Carter, should have taught us that we should have a comprehensive energy strategy, a plan that is routinely updated and very focused in how it's implemented.
Yeah, but are the gasoline companies and the others running us as opposed to reflecting market prices?
Look, it's an international model. It has taken many companies, reduced the number of those companies. So the cartel now is driven by lesser than we've had in recent history. And it's about supply and demand. So they manipulate this and they know just where that tender balance is, where they make the most profit. And so we're beholden to that cartel. And even though we have begun to produce far more than we have in recent years, we're still, you know, in need of imports. And we're an industry, we're a nation that is dependent upon oil. And I think the more we can do to wean ourselves off of that dependency with green thinking, with efficiency, with conservative efforts when it comes to the energy solutions, then we can, I think, strengthen our cause. And we've seen the whole natural gas issue again developing in our country, where we have become like a new energy kingdom on the international scale. So a lot of dynamics out there, but we need to advance, I think, a comprehensive energy plan that will have us strongly encouraging renewables and creating the energy demands and responding to capacity with that thinking and with investment in research so that we can meet some of the linchpin challenges that are out there.
One of the reasons people like Bernie Sanders, I think, or so many people like him, is that he's not afraid to speak truth to power. The gist of this question is, it's fine. You talked about all the right things in terms of where we're going and renewables, but in the end, who watches the banks? Who watches the oil companies? What if they turn out to be a bunch of crooks?
Well, beyond that, what are they doing to influence elections? And, you know, with some of the situations out there that have come about, we have outcomes that have some of those deep pocket interests making certain that from their perspective, the right people are sitting in those various chambers, the Senate and the U.S. House. That is a disturbing notion because they stand for status quo, and they love for life to continue as it is. Be gluttonous in your dependency on fossil-based fuels. Restrict the opportunities. I remember offering a bill, work on this bill to transition the dollars of the subsidies we do for the oil industry and transition them over to the renewable industry for research and incentives to spur the solar, wind, geothermal outcomes. They testified at a panel before for Congress saying that would be un-American. Un-American.
I love it.
Un-American.
And maybe it's true.
So this is the status quo that they would love. And they, with the benefits of the Supreme Court decision, they now have even greater access to campaigns and more influence that they can exert. And I find that tragic.
You've spoken in the past, Paul Tonko, about Congress's inability to re-up the export-import bank in this country. And you've been very specific about your own district in which GE jobs could be at risk. Could you just sort of fill us in on that?
Well, yeah. GE has announced that they're taking jobs out of the country because of the failure of Congress to the Export-Import Bank.
And why is that? In other words, what would the Export-Import
Bank? They announced it on the 15th or
but
whatever
what would
it was
be,
of this month.
But what would it be? Why?
Because they've used Export-Import Bank financing, where you shave some of the cost of doing business through the help of an Export-Import Bank here in the United States. And it reduces our deficit by $675 million last year it had, and it grows many, many jobs and is a strengthener for our economy.
Well, but this has got to be a Republican concept, isn't it?
One would think.
So why are they killing it?
Because people who do not believe that government can do any good, and so because this is quasi-governmental, they won't bring it to the floor for reauthorization. And GE has made a commitment on Indonesian sales, and they need to match those dollars which they bid in and received, you know, the opportunity to export. So if we can't help them, they're going to go and search, as they have. And they found that France will assist them with their complement of an Export-Import Bank. And so we lose these hundreds of jobs because of the recalcitrance of these so-called leaders in the House of Representatives who can't imagine that any governmental entity can cause some good. And so now you have families struggling who are displaced by that decision that was made in mid-September and just shared with the public. Hundreds of jobs taken away out of our economy, which is the huge impact. But the real humanistic story here, a little guy having to hear from his dad or mom, I lost my job. And so are we going to be poor? Are we going to be able to stay in this house? Do I have to move? Am I going to see my buddies anymore? Do we have to move? Those are the human dynamics that are so, so impacting on these families. And there's no heart. All you needed to do was reauthorize a program that's there that has a sound track record that has, as you've indicated, been supported by Republicans and Democrats in the past for some 80 years. And nations around the world have equal, they have similar Export-Import Bank concepts that they use to export. And so their economies are prospering by the ridiculous, blindsided, hard-hearted, cold, insensitive calculus of those who run the House of Representatives. This is a real dynamic that strikes home because GE is a major force in the 20th Congressional District. And when they had to announce this because of the stubbornness, the blindness, the, again, cold-heartedness of Congress, this majority does not deserve to stay the majority.
Well, I only have a minute, but I wanted to ask you about, and only a minute, is the Planned Parenthood attack by Republicans, basically, in Congress. They seem to have made this a mantra. Is this as dispiriting to you as it is to me?
Well, it's another order of find an issue and have it complicate and distract so that what we're not doing in Washington, what we ought to be doing, where the public would say, hey, this is failure, distract them and then maybe push for a government shutdown. So the impact here is to say, okay, repeat what you did in the past, where you had tens of billions of dollars worth of loss to the economy because of a government shutdown. And they're going to use an emotional dynamic again, split the universe out there, have people discussing that amongst themselves, perhaps exchanging some heated rhetoric with each other while Rome is burning, while we're not doing the people's business, not doing the Export-Import Bank, not doing the highway infrastructure, not investing in research, not doing energy transformation, not doing the private sector job growth calculus that we should be doing.
Well, Tonko, can't wait till the next time you come and visit us here at WAMC. Appreciate it so much.
Well, I think it's essential to be here, and I just appreciate and respect the fact that you make it so open an opportunity to update people as to what's being done and not being done in Congress. It has major ripple effects on our quality of life.